Wanted, Boyfriend for Music Video, by Helictus. Read by Kaylin Wrights as a gift for Petra Dobreva, my Voice Team 2024 Purple Puffapods teammate. Enjoy! Summary. Requirements. Must be comfortable kissing me for the video, and have a sense of humor for my own benefit. Bonus points if you're cute. Remus is learning to use a dating app. Sirius is using the app to look for an actor to star as his boyfriend in his upcoming music video.
Wait, how do I see his bio?
Swipe directly up in the center.
Pause. You bitch! Shush!
They're in the university library, and one of them is studying. Remus is supposed to be helping Lily with her chemistry homework, but he had been distracting her with his complaints regarding his non-existent love life, so she had intervened. This intervention involved taking his cell phone and downloading a dating app, and occurred all of 4 minutes ago.
Hey, Remus protests in the present. You said you'd help.
And I helped by getting you to actually match with someone, didn't I?
Lily has made zero progress on her assignment. She's working through one of those online homework portals which automatically grades your attempts, so she has actually made negative progress by answering questions wrong and getting assigned additional lessons.
I matched with some guy, but I super liked him. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You're helpless.
I'm going to tell my RA that you're sleeping in my roommate's bed every other night.
You wouldn't dare.
Neither of them knew, but James had already told his and Remus's resident assistant while bragging about it. The man had merely given James a fist bump while they both nodded, then said,
Evans, drawing out the name. Nice man.
In any case, it makes for good collateral at the moment. Lily works quietly on her assignment. Remus surreptitiously skims the Wikipedia page on online dating.
Thank you, he says.
He's referring to her silence. Lily fails two more chemistry problems. The screen tells her it's time to take a break and revisit the homework later.
It's already 2 a.m. and this assignment is due before class, she protests at the unforgiving laptop.
Remus continues to swipe.
Wait, what does it mean if there's a blue glow on the edges?
Oh my god, Remus, really? That means he's super liked you.
Is the tone of surprise really necessary?
Lily blinks.
Remus, I'm the one who made your profile. You have two pictures, and one of them includes your mum.
Hey, he says, I'm a fox.
Lily huffs a laugh. She had said the words to him earlier while convincing him to put himself out there.
True, but your profile still looks fake without more pictures.
Whatever.
Who's the super like dude?
Remus looks back at his phone.
Oh, damn.
Lily looks.
Oh, damn,
she repeats.
Talk about a profile that looks fake, Remus says.
The man is gorgeous. There's no other way to describe it. He's pretty, in a way that says he knows he's pretty. It's a level of confidence that Remus half despises, half longs for.
Match with him!
As Lily says it, she pokes at his phone screen, swiping to the right.
Lily! Remus protests.
A new screen appears and declares,
It's a match!
What the fuck?
Thank me later.
Remus glares at Lily over his phone, now clutching it with both hands. As punishment for prematurely matching with this demigod, he doesn't share the profile with her until he realizes he doesn't know how to see the bio from this new post-match screen. When he finally does, he sucks air through his teeth.
What is it? Lily asks. Something weird? No one who is that good-looking is going to be normal. Sorry, champ. Does he want pictures of your feet?
He's trying to find a boyfriend, Remus says slowly. For a video he's filming.
Oh.
They look at each other in uncharacteristic silence. Lily smiles.
Remus frowns.
Remus,
she says, growing excited.
Lily.
Remus draws back. He recognizes a plan brewing.
Read it.
Remus does.
Requirements. Must be comfortable kissing me for the video. And have a sense of humor. For my own benefit. Bonus points if you're cute.
Lily grins.
In spite of himself, Remus starts to smile too, only half succeeding in biting it back. Remus's phone pings. Sirius had messaged him. They meet the next day. Surrounded by moving parts and noise, Remus is amazed at how focused he is on Sirius. His charisma is a force. His smile helps, too.
"Remus!"
Sirius shouts, eyes lighting up. He opens his arm for a quick hug and greeting. Remus meets him in it and repeats his half-smile face from the night before. After plenty of messages the day prior, Sirius had instructed Remus and Lily. Internet safety told him to at least share his plans with her, and she had told him she would watch the initial meeting from afar with a big hat. Where to find him for the shoot? Remus had almost missed it, by not realizing that all of the chaos of people, instruments, shade structures, cameras, and chairs were the shoot. Sirius's video was larger than Remus realized it would be. Sirius is a whirlwind on set. His set, Remus understands. His eyes never leave Remus as they talk, getting introduced. But Sirius is constantly interrupted by people asking questions, guiding the two of them places, and poking at his hair with combs and sprays.
"So, Remus."
Sirius says this as they walk together across a lawn, stippled with people and set dressing.
"What would you be doing if you weren't here right now?"
Remus nods, thinking. "Friday at 11:30 a.m.? I'd probably tell myself to study in the library between classes, but I'd actually end up reading instead." He doesn't know what made him answer honestly. Something about Sirius, he decides. Smiling, Sirius asks more. "An education class in the morning," Remus answers. "Today there was a guest speaker from the Science Center downtown, which was pretty cool. And then I have a history of literature class in the afternoon."
"What time is the history of literature class?" Sirius asks. "I don't want to keep you too long."
A nearby production assistant with a clipboard glares at Sirius, who apparently doesn't mind. "Not until 4. And I wouldn't mind being late to lecture today, if need be." Remus directs this last part at the clipboard wielder, and she nods, calmed. A small breeze meanders through, bending the oaks that surround them.
"What would you be doing?" Remus returns the question.
Sirius smiles. He seems surprised Remus asked.
I'm not sure. Maybe on my way to do some lunchtime busking. Or going for a run, or writing."
"Oh, what do you like to write?" Remus asks, interested. Sirius laughs, eyebrows raised, head tilted slightly. It's an endearing gesture, and Remus can't feel indignant for being laughed at while Sirius looks like this.
"Songs, mostly."
"Right." It's Remus's turn to nod slowly, turning red. They walk into a covered area with a few makeup artists on one side, costume racks on the other.
"Remus, this is my girlfriend, Marlene. Marlene, Remus, Remus, Marlene."
Sirius introduces the tattooed blonde woman casually.
"Oh," Remus says, feeling out of place.
"Nice to meet you, Marlene."
"No, you idiot," she says to Sirius, while shaking Remus's hand with a bracingly strong grip. "I'm playing his girlfriend. Or something like an ex-girlfriend in the video."
"It's ambiguous," Sirius says.
"I'm not dating him,"
Marlene says to Remus, grimacing.
"Hey," Sirius protests. "If we think about the past, I don't think you deserve to sound grossed out by the possibility of dating me."
Remus realizes these two have a long history of knowing each other. They, unlike he and Sirius, did not meet on a dating app less than 24 hours ago.
"I dated you for a week in 7th grade," Marlene complains. "Get over it."
"You cheated on me."
"It was spin the bottle."
"But you left me for her, though."
Marlene grins.
"Hell yeah, I did."
Remus blinks.
"Remus," Marlene says, pointing. "This is my beautiful girlfriend, Dorcas. Actual girlfriend, not just in the video."
The black woman leaning into a mirror, applying eyeliner, waves. Finishes her eye, then stands and smiles.
"Sirius won't ever let me forget I stole his girlfriend. No matter that it was 10 years ago."
Remus laughs, shaking her hand too.
"And I'd do it again," she whispers, laughing. "I'll be in the video too, but just in the band during some of the instrumental shots."
"Nice,"
Remus says.
You're the boyfriend, then?
Dorcas asks. Well, Remus says with a laugh. He thinks for a second, then says, It's ambiguous, repeating Sirius's words from earlier. Sirius laughs at the joke, and Remus feels like he's managed to say the correct thing. Sirius tours him through a few more locations and people. Even as he is being introduced to people or told about the format of the video, Sirius keeps asking Remus about himself, and they keep getting to know each other. Remus decides that Sirius is kind, extroverted, and smarter than he lets on. Remus is separated from Sirius for only a brief period while he is sized up by the stylist.
Go easy on him, Sirius had said first,
tilting his head down to make direct eye contact with the small woman. She laughed wickedly at that, her bobbed haircut moving in unison.
Get out of my tent, Sirius, she had said.
Having been stylized, and potentially mocked, but somehow comfortably so, Remus joins Sirius once more. Suddenly, they're filming. Remus tenses up once the whole set, he's on a set, gets quiet, and feels so many eyes on him. He's supposed to take a solo cup from the table of booze, fill it, then saunter easily into the crowd of people acting as daytime partiers. The main camera will follow his back, and as he joins the crowd, it will fade to black, catching up with him. This is the intro shot of the music video. Sirius is somewhere up on the makeshift band stage. The video will cut to him after Remus feels the first camera poke him in the back.
Cut!
Someone yells. Remus winces. He doesn't know how to act. Or he did once upon a time, when he did theater back in high school, but he doesn't now, in front of cameras and people and Sirius. A director shouts directions at Remus. Be smoother, be more natural, look cooler, look more relaxed. Remus nods, trying to remember all of the things to be, and trying not to think about the fact that he isn't supposed to be here, and that this is all Lily Evans's fault for making him date people on the internet in the first place. And he doesn't even think this counts as a date.
Hey!
A different voice from the other direction. It's Sirius.
You're playing a character. You're playing a character. Your character's joining a party. Other people.
At this, Sirius jerks his chin at the director and the non-acting team.
Think you're cool and relaxed. You mostly are, but you're also joining a party where your ex or current or whatever boyfriend person is singing on stage.
Remus nods, feeling somewhat better.
That's me,
Sirius adds unnecessarily, grinning.
I got that, Remus says,
half smiling, half rolling his eyes.
Like that,
the director shouts.
Do that!
Remus turns in her direction, eyebrows raised.
Be more relaxed and sort of flirty.
Remus's eyebrows stay affixed to the top of his head. An assistant of some sort takes the cup from his hand and replaces it, then guides him back to the start of the scene. Remus hadn't realized he was being sort of flirty.
Action!
This time, Remus walks in, thinking about how weird it was that he ended up in this situation, and how if he's going to survive the rest of the shoot with attention from Sirius and all of these people, he should have a drink. He grabs a cup, sloshes in something clear and then something orange, and takes a sip while walking to his spot in the crowd. He spills a bit onto his chin in his haste to swallow, and wipes his chin just before he feels the camera against his back.
Good!
The director shouts. Since the song will be played atop the video, they don't need to stay silent. The band pantomimes playing their instruments, and Sirius fake sings into an unplugged microphone. He has earbuds in, and is following along to his own song. The director makes Remus stay in his exact spot while they film more shots of the band at different sections of the song. At times he has to follow along with the party crowd, waving arms or jumping together, and at other times he has to stand completely still as the partiers do their motions around him. These sections feel more realistic for him anyway, and the director praises his effortless, out-of-place look. After a short break, they film a few shots of Remus and Sirius looking at each other through the crowd. For these, Sirius leaves the bandstand, and they lock eyes through partygoers. Then they film one long shot with Sirius and Remus at opposite ends of the crowd parting, and then Sirius walking slowly towards Remus. Both men are unaware of the party going on around them, and instead feeling the electricity of their characters approaching. Once Sirius finally arrives, inches from Remus, he reaches up a hand and slowly, delicately, touches his palm to Remus's cheek. Remus doesn't turn to look, but he's pretty sure it's Marlene who is wolf-whistling. The director's call of,
"Shut the fuck up, Marlene!"
confirms it. Next, Remus has a longer break. He gets to watch, not in the scene, as Marlene enters to play parts opposite or with Sirius, instead of Remus. The ambiguity of the video is, apparently, that Sirius is dating one of their characters, but that he's in love with the other one too, or instead. Remus isn't sure which is which, but he thinks he himself may be the side piece. Sirius and Remus sit together later, each holding a coffee, as the director bullies the partygoer actors.
"There's a bunch of instrumental sections in the song," Sirius tells him. "During all of those, we want shots of people partying, some slowed down, some normal, sort of showing the progression of time at a party. People get more loosened up, and then I walk you home."
"Oh," Remus says, understanding.
"Or I'll walk Marlene home," Sirius corrects. "We'll film both. The effect will be that at different times I'm doing either one, but then the next morning I'll be in bed with you each time."
"Got it," Remus says. Sirius laughs.
"It's okay to find it uncomfortable. We can change the way we shoot it to make it easier."
Remus laughs awkwardly, then thinks about how much to say.
"I'll be honest," he starts.
Sirius looks expectantly at him.
"I wouldn't mind waking up next to you."
Sirius grins, and amazingly blushes.
"Remus?"
Then Sirius nods, as if taking stock.
"I like this side of you."
After a lunch break where Sirius continued to entertain Remus, they had a few more group shots to film. Remus had to make sad faces at Marlene several times, some while she walked with Sirius, and some while she was alone. These also took place at the staged party. After these, there was a pause for the production team to talk about the footage they had gathered so far, and then they dismissed most of the actors. The party and stage were disbanded. All that were left were montage shots, mostly starring Sirius and Remus. Upon hearing this, Remus remembers that he and Sirius have not yet kissed.
"Hey," Sirius says, "remember my, dating profile?"
"You mean the job description?" Remus asks. The people nearby, Marlene, Dorcas, a few other people who were in the earlier party scene but haven't left, laugh at this. Remus didn't think it was that funny. He starts to wonder if he's missing out on something. Ever since arriving at the shoot, he had been consistently surprised at how big of a production everything was. He had assumed, initially, that Sirius was filming for a class project or something, but it was now clear that he was here for a larger reason. A more expensive reason. Remus dully realizes that Sirius is either famous or is going to be so. He had researched him, but only found that Sirius had only one song out, and he was merely a featured singer on it. It wasn't his own song.
"Is this your lead single?"
Remus asks, feeling out of place.
Sirius smiles. "It'll be the second one from my first full album. The first single will come out next Friday, and depending on how well it does, this one will be released afterwards."
"It's going to do well," Dorcas laughs. "Don't expect to see this video until the radios get sick of his first song, which won't be for a few months."
"Wow,"
is all Remus thinks to say. Dorcas and Marlene exit. Others follow. Suddenly, he's alone with Sirius again.
"I remember your profile," Remus says, breaking the silence. "And I'm okay with kissing you, if you're okay with kissing me."
Sirius smiles softly.
"I would be honored to kiss you."
Remus's stomach flips.
"Yeah?" "Yeah. Can I kiss you now, Remus?"
Remus nods.
"Yes."
Sirius leans in and delicately, surprisingly delicately, brushes his lips against Remus's. Remus sighs at the contact and reaches up to brush his fingers against Sirius's hair, just behind his ear. Sirius breaks the kiss by tilting his head down, and now they're touching foreheads. It's wildly intimate, and Remus did not expect it.
You're so handsome, Remus.
Remus didn't expect this, either.
Is that why you super liked me?
They're both laughing now. It was a stupid thing to say, Remus decides, but it wasn't the wrong thing to say. In any case, they still have their foreheads together.
Remus, want to know something that drove my directors absolutely wild?
Yes.
You're the only person I liked on that app, and with less than 24 hours to go.
Remus preens. Glad you found me, then.
Kiss me again,
Sirius says.
If you want to.
I want to, Remus says. Come here. It's paradoxically relaxing, Remus decides, to kiss Sirius like this. He feels so comforted and so good to be with him like this. But every touch between them is also electrically charged. He should be made only of adrenaline, and yet here he is, calmly accepting and responding to Sirius's kisses and his gentle, above-the-belt touch. After a while, they break apart. As they pull back, though, Sirius takes Remus's hand and laces their fingers together. They sit in silence together.
Okay, Sirius finally says. Are you ready to kiss me a lot in a bunch of different scenes? It'll all be a big montage during the last chorus breakdown of you and I totally in love with each other. At the end, it'll switch to you alone in all of the same places, but different outfits, because time.
Because time, Remus repeats, having completely stopped hearing Sirius after the kiss me a lot part. Remus is surprised by how much time he has to spend changing clothes during the next hour. Everything will get set up. He and Remus will enter a scene. He'll be awkward. The director will complain. Sirius will talk back, and then Remus will relax. The first time, Sirius told the camera people to physically turn around and let him and Remus do the mini-scene once without them watching. Sirius proceeded to kiss Remus so sweetly that Remus completely forgot about the rest of the world. They made out as the cameras eventually turned back around and faced them, and didn't stop until after the director yelled,
"Okay, we get it. Save some for later."
Sirius and Remus laughed as they separated, to change into new clothes and enter a new scene. One was a picnic lunch. Three clips were taken from it. One, Remus and Sirius eat lunch together, smiling. Two, Sirius throws a balled-up napkin at Remus, teasing. Remus has to look indignant, then tackle Sirius. Three. They laugh together. Sirius rolls them over once, pins Remus. Remus looks up with wide eyes before Sirius leans down to catch his lips. After donning a different jacket, Remus walks up to the anachronistically rumpled picnic blanket and still their food, looks dejectedly at it, and then walks away. During some of the montage, Remus comes to understand, his character is revisiting the past, of the times that he and Sirius were still together, since they aren't in the present. It makes for a weird amalgamation of feelings, but it's probably good for the video. If the lack of complaints from the director is anything to go by, Remus is nailing the forlorn solos. During a separate scene, Remus and Sirius mime playing video games together, side by side. Sirius moves to block Remus's view of the television, and Remus, in protest, tries to press the buttons on Sirius's controller. Cut to a new scene, the controllers abandoned on the ground, and Remus laying atop Sirius on the couch. Next, Remus is filmed walking up to the television screen and powering it off. The last thing to film is a driving scene. In the finished video, viewers will see Sirius and Remus driving together, then Sirius and Marlene driving together, then Sirius and Remus again. And finally, Remus alone. During this time, the camera swivels through the scene, seamlessly alternating between who is in the driver's seat and who is in the passenger. Marlene is always a passenger to Sirius driving. At first, Remus is a passenger, and has to first kiss Sirius's hand, and then let Sirius drive with one hand on his thigh. Next, Remus is the one driving, and he and Sirius are arguing about something. Then they're parked, and Sirius is making out with him furiously across the center console. Finally, Remus drives alone, windows down. Remus isn't surprised when he finally checks his phone to find it's past 6 p.m. He spent the whole day with Sirius, and most of that time, or at least what felt like most of that time, spent kissing him. It all ends as fast as it began. The crowd of staff pack everything up or take everything down. A producer hands Remus a check he was not expecting. The high dollar amount prevents him from trying to refuse it, though. Sirius stands in front of him again. He looks tired, but he's smiling.
Remus, thank you for everything.
Thank you for inviting me to be a part of this, Remus says. I'll admit that I didn't know who you were before today, but I can tell that most people are going to know you pretty soon. Sirius exhales through his nose, either a laugh or a sigh.
That's kind of why I wanted to work with you.
How so?
Well,
Sirius smiles, almost blushing.
My team gave me a long list of actors and models to play your part in the video, but I didn't want to work with any of them.
Why not?
Well, Sirius repeats, I'll admit that part of it was I didn't want the song to be overshadowed by someone else's fame, and I didn't want some weird celebrity gossip about me being in a relationship with some star.
He stops, forming the words.
I do music because I want to write songs and share them. But if I'm going to have a successful career in music, I need to make it myself, and not because I'm pulled along by some celebrity in my music video.
Remus frowns. He doesn't really like where this is going. Sirius pushes back.
It's not like, well, Remus, listen.
I'm listening.
You're incredible. You're handsome, super smart, and you definitely made me laugh today. That's all I wanted. Thank you for spending the day with me.
Remus smiles. Despite his knowledge the entire day of what they were doing, he still allowed himself to want Sirius more than he could. They weren't going to enter a relationship together. This wasn't a first date.
Thanks for the paycheck.
Sirius groans.
Sorry,
Remus adds. It was the rude thing to say, he knew.
I really liked spending time with you, Remus. Even though this wasn't necessarily a first date with the promise of a future together, or of us being in the same town even, I want to spend more time with you. Can we try that somehow?
Remus thinks about it, and thinks about how relaxed and happy he felt kissing Sirius today.
Yeah, I want to try that with you.
Sirius beams.
Good. Thank you.
Remus smiles. Sirius lingers. Then he leans over to kiss Remus's forehead, gently. Remus catches his chin and guides him down to kiss his lips instead.
Remember me when you're big and famous, Remus whispers against his lips.
Sirius groans.
Is it too much to ask you to spend the night with me?
Remus pulls back.
Let's go.
Sirius grins. Nearly a year later, Remus walks down a red carpet slowly. A blank smile frozen on his face, deliberately not fiddling with the cuffs of his new blue suit. Sirius next to him. Cameras flash, people are shouting. Sirius waves at his fans. His publicist directs him and Remus into a spot for photographs. Sirius poses. Cameras flash. Sirius's hand is on Remus's shoulder, then against his lower back. Sirius's publicist is pointing now, and Remus understands he is to join her on the side while Sirius has pictures taken alone. Remus laughs, fully smiling at the scene. Sirius at his first awards show for his wildly successful song and, somehow, acclaimed music video, which Remus, starred in. Sirius is loving the publicity, and he deserves the praise. Suddenly, a microphone is in front of him. A rogue reporter asking Remus questions. The publicist is gone, she's with Sirius, and Remus is left alone with only his 10-minute-long taxicab media training.
Remus, what is the nature of your relationship with Sirius Black? Can you tell us more?
The reporter smiles expectantly, and they press the microphone in front of his blank face. Remus starts, then adds back his uninformative smile the publicist recommended.
It's really great to be here, and the popularity of the music video for Sirius's song, Ghostly Love, has been amazing to see.
The reporter is disappointed. Their camera operator motions at them.
But Remus, are you two dating? Is Sirius gay? The video is so ambiguous.
They pause for a nanosecond to compose themselves.
The fans want a love story.
Remus grins.
You're right. Being nominated tonight for 2 separate awards must feel pretty incredible. I know Sirius is happy to be here. It's definitely an honor.
The reporter sighs. Remus bites back his proud smile. Suddenly, Sirius is there. He's seen Remus's interaction with the reporter.
You're hilarious, he whispers into Remus's ear.
Remus feels the hot breath of Sirius's amused exhale on his neck.
You're a natural. Dealing with the media, I mean.
Remus blushes with the praise, allowing himself to be pulled away by Sirius.
And also, really hot in that suit,
Sirius whispers against his ear. They're too far from the sea of microphones to be heard, but the cameras immortalize the scene for scrutiny later. Remus laughing in his blue suit, Sirius's face tucked into his neck, whispering some unknown question. Then, Remus's eyebrows shoot up. Fans later agree, upon reading his lips, that Remus says,
"Really?"
Then pauses, smiles genuinely, slowly, and says,
"Yes."